It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
All right, welcome back, guys. ESPN Radio, AM 1430. It's the final word. George Hunsicker with you. Champs Wednesday. And as you know, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. It's been a while, man. How you been?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, camp is here.
Yes, it is.
Camp is open. The Hokies are off and running.
We're all excited.
Yeah, you look very excited. And you got your cheese fries.
It's definitely a good Wednesday when I get cheese fries.
All right. Virginia Tech Media Day is coming up this weekend. One thing I've brought up throughout this week, and I've had a couple of answers, I wanted to get it from you. Does anything seem different this year to you? Is it more or less from last year, what you would usually expect as far as the fans and getting energized about Tech?
Well, it seems to be a little more quiet, not as much media attention this year. And from my experience, I've always found that to be a good thing, that when Virginia Tech has a good off season, which they had a lot of offensive linemen drop weight that needed to. It's obvious they prepared very well in the off-season strength and conditioning program. They've got that blue-collar mentality, and nobody's really paying any attention to them. They are picked to win the Coastal, but that's more by default than anything else. And when nobody's paying any attention to the Hokies, that's a lot of times when they play their best football. It's always been like that. The program was built on being the underdog and just outworking the opponents, and I think we could see some of that this year.
I haven't been able to get your opinion on the number 15 rank in the preseason coaches poll. Right where you thought, too high, too low?
It was a little higher than I thought it would be. I was thinking somewhere, in maybe 18, 19, 20, something like that. But who am I to argue with the
You'll
coaches?
Take it.
We'll take it.
Yeah,
it only matters. Only matters where you are at the end. So.
I would agree. Real quick, before we get into the Miami talk, what position battle now that camp is open? Which one is really getting you going? Which one are you going to be paying attention to the most?
I'm really paying attention to those freshman wide receivers, seeing which ones are going to be able to step up and contribute. I'm leaning towards three playing this year. I kind of like Daryl Roberts, Marcus Davis, and Jared Boykin to all play and contribute this year. At the very least, I think we'll see two of them play.
Okay. All right. Before we get into Miami, as we always do, trivia time. Chris Coleman, can you stump him? What's the question today, sir?
Well, everybody knows Virginia Tech had four highly prolific receivers leave this past year. One of those guys it left is Virginia Tech's number two all-time leading receiver, behind only Ernest Wilford. Which one of those four seniors off last year's squad is number two in Tech history in catches?
Lunch for two to Champ Sports Bar and Cafe, toll-free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. Now, one of the things we're going to do, you and I together, over the next few Wednesdays, we'll break down teams in the Coastal Division. Miami, you wrote about them on TechSideline.com not too long ago, 5-7 last year, 2-6 in the ACC. They got a couple good running backs, not a single quarterback has taken a snap. I thought we had some trouble on offense. These guys are really looking down the tubes of what could be a dreadful season.
Yeah, they still have talent, but you just don't know how well they're going to be able to put it together. And as we've discussed, the Coastal doesn't look all that strong. They do have a favorable schedule also, but when you don't have a quarterback who's ever taken a college snap, they're all either redshirt freshmen or true freshmen. That can be a problem. They have no proven wide receivers. Their offensive tackles are pretty good, but their interior offensive line, very much a question mark. Their line wasn't very good last year, and that contributed to a lot of Kyle Wright's troubles. Over on the defensive side of the ball, they should be pretty solid, but nobody really jumps at you this year. There's no big time star. There's no Calais Campbell, Kenny Phillips, Dan Morgan. There's so many of those guys that I've pretty much forgotten them all. They all kind of run together to me, but doesn't seem to be one standout star on the defensive side of the ball this year.
You can usually at least find a linebacker, too, at Miami, someone who steps up. Can you pinpoint in your mind the reason for Miami's fall from grace?
That's a good question. On paper, they've always recruited well, but when you look at it, I just don't think they're nowhere near as talented as they used to be. In the past, you'd say, Virginia Tech beat Miami. Miami has more talent, but Tech's a better team. Last year, you look at it, and Tech flat out had more talent. And anybody who would tell you otherwise, isn't looking at the same game I'm looking at. It was not even close last year. And I still think the Hokies are more talented this year.
Okay, that's easy enough said. You do like the running backs, though.
I do like the running backs. Javaris James and Greg Cooper are very good backs. They complement each other very well.
All right, easy enough. Now, the head coach, Randy Shannon, is he the right guy for the job still down there? That's the biggest question mark to me.
Yeah, you know, I think Miami has some troubles in the program in that, you know, they're a private school. They don't have not a lot of people show up to their games even when they're winning. So, I mean, they got money problems down there. It's not like they can go hire some proven big-name head coach. So they got to take a chance on guys like Randy Shannon and hope they work out. You know, Butch Davis worked out for him. Larry Coker did not work out for him. Randy Shannon, you know, still a question mark. He's recruiting well so far, but everybody's always recruited well at Miami. So we'll just have to see what he can do with it.
Chris Coleman, right now the trivia question, if you can stump Chris. Name the wide receiver that left last year that is number two all-time in receiving yards. Correct, Chris?
In receptions.
Reception, no. I'm sorry. In receptions. One out of the four. You got a 25% chance of being right. That's not too bad. Toll-free, 1-866-961-1430. Any questions for Chris? Any questions for Chris? NRV 540-961-1430. In your mind, Chris, Miami, what is a reasonable expectation for them this season?
I think they can expect to go to a bowl. I think they should expect that, you know, with their they have a favorable schedule. They don't play a lot of tough road games, and they get a lot of their tough opponents at home, like Virginia Tech. So, you know, if they can get decent quarterback play, they don't have to get great quarterback play. If it's just decent and, you know, whoever their quarterback turns out to be, whether it's Marv or Harris or whoever, if he can just protect the football and just be efficient, he doesn't have to put up huge numbers that I think the Coastal is going to be weak enough, and they have a favorable enough schedule that they should be able to finish 500 and go to a bowl.
This is a good question for you, one that you may have to think about. When you look at the U, it's obvious to me that that's a team that you would expect to be up and stay up. How much are they hurting the Coastal? We talk about Florida State. We talk about everybody else. If they get up, does that make the ACC, once again, a contender where we can talk about them in a much better light?
Oh, yeah, you know, each conference needs their high-profile schools to be good. I mean, can you imagine the SEC if Florida and LSU, you know, dropped off the map like Florida State and Miami have done recently? I mean, then, you know, the SEC wouldn't be a very good conference if that was the case. The ACC needs those schools to get better. They need Clemson to do a little more. Clemson's a good football team and a great football program, but, you know, I don't think their results quite match up with the talent they put on the field. NC State's a big state school in North Carolina. They've got potential. They need to step up. You know, Wake Forest, you know, as much as we all love and respect Wake Forest for what they've done, they really shouldn't be a contender in this league. You know, best case scenario, they should be going to the Continental Tire Bowl or something like that. I mean, they shouldn't be mentioned in the same light as Clemson and Florida State. So, these other schools have got to step up and get better.
Toll-free, 1-866-961-1430. Questions for Chris or the answer to the trivia question. Out of the four wide receivers from last year, who was second all-time in the most receptions at Virginia Tech? New River Valley, 540-961-1430. Catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, ESPN Radio. Let's get back to some camp questions because I have to give them to you. People are going to be wondering. The question I'm sure you're tired of hearing, you may be even tired of writing about, who's going to be the quarterback?
Both of them. I think it'll be Glennon starting that first game. They'll both play. They'll take it on a week-by-week basis, depending on matchups. I think if anybody separates themselves, it'll be towards the middle or the end of the season. You know, nothing will settle a quarterback controversy or start a quarterback controversy quicker than a loss. You know, if the Hokies go out there and lose a game and whatever quarterback gets the most snaps doesn't play particularly well, then maybe the other guy gets a shot the next game and plays a lot better, and he's the starter for the rest of the season. There's so many variables right now that nobody can accurately predict it.
Now, yesterday on the show, we spent a lot of time talking about the offensive line, how good they can be. My question to the crowd was, the listeners, and my question to you, I know they can be good. Are they good enough, though, to lift the whole entire offense, to make everyone else better by whether it be the quarterback, by giving them extra time, the running game, all that stuff? Can they make everyone around them that much better?
Well, I think they're the strength of the offense, so I think by default that they will do that. You know, how much they can do it, we'll have to see. But I really like the interior of the line, and I like the mentality of the line. I mean, Sergio Render needed to drop weight. He dropped weight. Ryan Schumann dropped weight. It's going to relieve the pressure on his knees. He's got bad knees. Nick Marshman lost about 20 pounds you know, and that really needed to be done. So it's obvious these guys are focused and dialed in right now. And, you know, the last couple of years, they've kind of been the laughing stock of the offense. You know, well, everybody points their fingers at them and say, oh, the offensive line didn't block. That's why Tech lost. So, you know, I think they're looking at it this year. They're the most experienced group, and they're ready to go out and get it done.
We're in August, my man. Feel good?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I bet it does. Why don't you give the answer to the trivia question? We had no right answer.
It was Josh Morgan, actually. I think a lot of people might guess Eddie Royal, but Josh Morgan finished his career with 122 catches.
You said Royal was fourth, correct?
He was fourth, 118 catches.
All right, not too bad. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. He stops by every Wednesday. Sir, I thank you for your time. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, man, enjoyed it.
All right, behave yourself. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com stopping in every Wednesday. It's Champs Wednesday here on ESPN Radio. Now, when we get back from this break, we'll talk Kansas City Chiefs one more time. We'll go through their schedule, and we'll also get into the statistics. We'll talk offense and defense of the KC Chiefs. We'll do that when we get back. It's the final word on ESPN Radio.